I think maybe has your coach walked in?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, I'm glad you weren't here a few minutes ago because the guys were telling me about you.
Oh.
No, they actually said good things. So, let me ask, and here's an extra mic, or you can use this one. So, who's your NFL team?
New York Jets.
Well, I guess we don't have to say anything about the Phillies after, or I'm sorry, the Eagles about after we talk about the Jets, right?
That's for sure.
Okay, but you're probably diehard, and I appreciate that. I am a diehard Green Bay Packer fan, so.
So I've heard.
So, well, let me ask you, what do you think the success, why have you had such success with this team?
Actually, I believe these gentlemen are real gentlemen. I mean, they're really athletic kids. But beyond that, they're smart. They're great in school. They've been raised by parents who really care, and they care. And the cool thing about this group in particular, because I've been doing this my 30th year.
Wow.
This group in particular, they care about each other on and off the field. It's not just get on the field and care about each other. And they care for each other, and I think that's what makes it special.
And it seems to me that you also had to teach them really good sportsmanship.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I am a real believer in football. I know there's some controversy about kids playing football. What have you seen over the years, though, as far as the change?
I think exactly what you just said. Once parents hear a lot about concussions and media, builds it up. But quite honestly, there's been such a push on us as coaches going through clinics and places like that to teach the proper way to tackle. I mean, every one of them will tell you that we just constantly reinforce, keep your head up, don't drop your head, you know, that kind of thing. And so I think the equipment has changed dramatically. We spend a lot of money on our equipment to make sure they're safe. And I think it's slowly starting to overcome the whole everybody worried about concussions and that kind of thing when they start seeing the success these guys have. So.
Well, as I said, I saw kids play football. And I have a husband who played football when you should have seen the helmets that they wore. I agree. I have a grandson who plays football. We're a football family. And I think that, and I don't want to get into all of the concussion stuff, but I think that one of the things that I've seen is that some of the towns are having difficulty maintaining the team. So I'm really pleased to see that you guys are all out there. And, who was your toughest, who was the toughest team you played this last year? Now, give me your name when you talk, because we want your parents to know.
Jake, score-wise, it was the Western, the New York Western Steelers.
Yeah. Now, when did you play them?
The semifinals of okay. Nationals.
So now, who are the regular teams that you play? Vance?
We regularly play teams such as Neptune and other local teams. That you hear a lot.
Well, not exactly local.
I wouldn't call it local.
Local in New Jersey.
Okay. Well, Cooper, I want to ask you as a quarterback, who are the quarterbacks in the NFL that you most, or that you think are the best quarterbacks?
Now, be very careful of your answer on that question. You're wearing blue and white. But just be very careful how you answer that question, because your host has a vested interest in that answer.
Well, this is please John proceed. Manfreda, who, of course,
good
is one of the hosts.
Congratulations to the national champions in blue and white.
Thank you. I definitely think Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
I told
God.
You.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This is a setup, folks.
No. Nope.
This is an absolute setup.
No, you tell me your reasons, because I have my reasons.
Well, he's a leader on the field, and he knows where everyone's supposed to be, and he knows how to get his guys playing to their full potential.
Well, also, I love to see him scramble.
Yeah.
Now, you're too young to remember Brett Favre, your coach would, and actually there was never a quarterback that I think was more fun to watch, especially when you're at the game. But I think Rodgers, I have to agree. Now, I'm sure that you have a friend that is sitting there kind of laughing, thinking, yeah, but he hasn't won the Super Bowls that a certain quarterback who plays for the Patriots have. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, if I asked Alex the same question, who do you think the best quarterback is?
Tom Brady, by far.
Well, we won't get into that controversy. So, Cooper, how do you? What made you decide that you wanted to play quarterback?
Well, 2 years ago, I was actually going into the year wanting to play tight end. I got gloves, I got arm pads, everything. Play tight end, and then he was like, "Our coaches, who wants to play quarterback? We're gonna have a contest, and then whoever at the end is proves to be the better quarterback is the better quarterback, and then that's gonna who's gonna play." And I just kind of stood up and I wanted to join the race to play quarterback.
Good for you. So what do you think your strength is as a quarterback?
Probably I can remember all of the plays and everything that everyone on the offense does with the plays. So I know where everyone is supposed to be. So.
Well, I think that one of the things that I'm convinced that I guess this sounds a little sexist, but I think boys do better in math for a number of reasons, one of which, if they play football, you really have to, learn plays. And when did you start learning plays? From the very first time you started playing when you were 4 and 5 and 6?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the most difficult thing about trying to figure out what the next play is and to remember them? Anybody have a way that you do that?
Well, it's kind of hard for me to remember the plays running in because after getting the play from the sideline, because I'm yelled so many different things. So we ended up having our fullback go to the sideline, get the play, run it to me, and then I would call the play.
So. Well, that's probably, is that fairly unique, or is that something that just works?
It just works, so I keep doing it. Let me say one thing. Cooper's my grandson, and so I've had an opportunity to work with him, off and on the field with football. And he absolutely, I had 6 kids that wanted to try out for quarterback, and he didn't get the position because he's my grandson. He got the position because he earned it. But I will also tell you this, like this young man, Vance. And you were just speaking a minute ago about how they can remember plays. Every one of these guys, I believe, and the majority of our team are straight-A students, which is real important to me. Our entire organization, it's real important. But Vance just recently got into Dobarton as a 7th grader.
Wow, congratulations.
All of these guys are on the honor roll.
Congratulations. My 3 daughters went to Villa Walsh Academy next door and dated guys from Dobarton on the football team, and really you're going to be in great company there. Congratulations. Work hard.
And frankly, if you were a C-minus student, you might be a great football player, but you'd have a tough time at Dobarton. Well, actually, you'd have a tough time in any one of the schools here.
But additionally to that, I can tell, like I said, they're all almost everybody on it. We had 24 on our roster, and the majority were straight-A students. But what they also do is they help each other. So you were asking about how they can remember the plays and things like that. My playbook's simple, right? Right, guys? Yeah. Excuse me. But we have, at times, we have over 100 plays they have to remember. But they help each other. If one forgets, I see them constantly talking to each other, helping each other out. And that's basically what teamwork's all about.
To that point, I have a question on the teamwork part. Was there a point this year where things weren't going well, where you hit your low point and you had to rally around that and come back to win or look an opponent in the eye and figure out how to Yeah, how to prevail in that circumstance.
Well, one of you guys, make sure you talk about last year. Yeah. Not this past season, the season before.
Yeah, that's fair.
Jake speaking. Last year was probably a little harder because it was all our first year together. But especially this most recent year, it was very easy to really have each other's backs and everything because we're all great friends and we just kind of all really knew what to do.
Alex speaking here, and also last year, our low point was kind of at the beginning of the season because all of us really didn't connect enough because we really didn't know each other enough. So we lost 2 games last year, and then we had to get tough and get at it. That's how we won.
And how many games did you win after that?
Every game.
So probably 19.
Yeah. So do you all go to the same school now, or are you just all over the county?
We're all over the county.
I live in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. So there's not a geographical area that the team has to be in?
No.
What we have is we're in Jersey Shore Conference. So okay. Basically, we're the furthest north team. You asked earlier about where we go for our games, right, if it's local. But most of our travel is Jersey Shore, Neptune, places like that. We have our geographical areas from basically here north up. Or east, west. We can go. We can't go too far east, but north and west, we can get kids from anywhere. We can, if somebody's from Connecticut and they want to play, they can.
Oh, really?
Play for us. Yeah.
Because I know I have a grandson who plays Pop Warner in Hopewell,
okay.
And they've been able to spread out a little bit more because they weren't able to, you know, fill all the teams, but they were pretty much local.
If he wants to play for us and he's from Hopewell, absolutely.
he's really good.
Oh, good.
Given the fact that you're scholar athletes, what lessons do you take from football that you apply to your everyday life, either to your schoolwork, to your parents, family relationships, to get along? Because as teammates, you have to get along. So if you had a message to the audience out there, what would you tell them if each one of you could give us, identify yourself and give us some insight into what does football teach you about life?
Okay, Matt speaking. It teaches you to be very dedicated in what you're doing and never to give up. If you ever gave up, then it would be the end. And in football, we never give up, or else, you can see by our title that we never gave up, no matter the circumstances.
Well, you know, that's really true. And if you follow... Unfortunately, one of the Packer games against Seattle, when we were watching a couple years ago with our grandkids, and they all said, "Oh, Grandpa, don't worry, it's a shoo-in." And, of course, I think it was in the last 16 seconds that the Seahawks won. You really know that you never give up. So,
anybody else want to give us your philosophy on that?
Alex speaking here, and also... do your job, because if you do your job in life, you'll get really successful. So, as my dad says to all of us all the time in football, if you do your job in the play will go successful and you'll score a bunch of points.
So now, Alex, what position do you play?
I play defensive end and tight end.
Okay. And have you always played that position?
Yes, I've played defensive end for a really long time, and I used to play quarterback.
Okay. And how about the rest of you? What do you play?
Jonathan speaking. And you have to try your best and, like, work hard, because if you don't, it won't be the best result and you won't be happy with that result because you didn't try your best.
So what position do you play?
Offensive guard and defensive line.
Okay, so you play both sides, mm-hmm. Offense and defense. So how often or how much time do you think you spend in the game itself if you're playing both offense and defense? He's saying he doesn't know. That's fine. But a lot more time than you would just have if you were playing either on the defense or the offense. Which do you like better?
Defense.
Okay.
I have an old Bill Parcells story for you. You know how Bill Parcells used to determine who was going to play offense and who was going to play defense? He said, you line these guys up. and you hit every one of them in the mouth. And the guys who hit back, you put them on defense. And the guys who just stand there and growl at you and take it, you put them on offensive line.
Oh, that was his next year.
You should adopt that. Yeah.
If you think about it, there's some logic to that.
So, Jake, what position do you play?
I play left tackle, right tackle, and defensive tackle.
Great. So what do you guys do off-season to stay in shape?
Before you get to that, okay. My question, if you got three positions, how do you remember all the plays for three positions?
Well, it really helps because I'm a left tackle and a right tackle, so all I have to really do is just reverse everything if I'm switching positions.
That's very sophisticated. That's not easy to do. Congratulations on that accomplishment. Anybody, I guess you have one other person, Cooper, that was looking for your insight there.
I think that the thing that we're going to carry with us through our life from this team that we have is the people that are on our team and around us right now, and even our coaches. We know that if in like 10 years or 15 years or whatever, we know that if we need any of them to help us or anything like that, we know that they have our back. So I think that's a thing that definitely plays a strong factor in our success.
So now we know where Vance is going to go to school. Now that's not next year, is it? Are you going to be in high school? What grade are you going to be in?
I'm going to be in 7th grade.
Okay.
You can get into 7th grade also.
At Del Barton.
A little bit more challenging.
So are you all going to be in 7th grade next year?
I'm going to be in 8th grade next year.
Okay. So that where do you all anticipate going to high school? And once you go to high school, then is it just high school football rather than, do you still call you peewees next year? You guys seem so old.
Most of these guys, 8th grade, 8th grade, 8th grade, 8th grade.
No,
so,
I'll be in 6th grade.
6th grade. No, you'll be in 7th, right?
No.
Oh. They'll be playing what's called 8th grade unlimited next year.
Okay.
So 7th and 8th graders can play on that team. We're going to unlimited weights. So it's not going to be – they won't have to worry about weighing in and that kind of thing. And then the following year, they all – well, obviously Vance will be in Del Barton. I'm not sure where anybody else is going, but.
So once they get to high school, though, that's
split
the end
apart,
of your
yeah.
team.
Yes.
Then you start
Unfortunately.
With Unfortunately.
Then
the
I
new.
Start again with the little ones.
So now what are you doing now? I mean, do you have a lot of younger kids on the team also?
No, this team right here is – they're all going to be 8th graders – for the most part next year. So after that, they all move on. But like I said, I've been doing this for 30 years, so it happens all the time. And usually I don't move up with teams. I usually coach one level,
like
10, 11-year-old, and then they move to another coach. But these guys are pretty special and asked me to move. So.
Okay. John, you have any other questions that you're thinking of either?
No,
right
just
now?
Want to again extend my congratulations, and our esteemed co-host Bill Wolfson has just joined us, and I'm assuming he will have some logical questions as he always does. So, Bill, I present you the national champions. Your opportunity to question them about their accomplishments.
And guess what, Bill? One of them is actually an Eagles fan.
Well, I'm glad to hear at least somebody.
You better talk in a mic.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's a wonderful Friday afternoon. We managed to have sunshine and snow at the same time here in beautiful downtown Flemington. And I'm going to hang my coat on a chair. It's cold out there after we had a couple of nice 70-degree days. But what I'm really curious about is this. We hear so much about people worried about getting concussions.
Oh, we don't need to go there. We've done that already.
We talked about that already?
We did.
That I can't ask my intelligent question I was going to ask about. So, you guys are the national champions for what age group of football?
Peewee.
And where do you play?
Oh, we play for Hunton Huskies in Hunton, California.
Cool. So, since everything I wanted to ask has already been asked and answered, I think this
well,
is
we don't need to shot. We don't need
answer,
we don't need to burden the kids with that. We touched on it briefly, and one of the questions I have is, what do you guys do in the off season to stay in shape?
Jake speaking. Most of the time, actually, a lot of us play. I think most of us play other sports, which. Which is actually really good because if you're a lineman in football and only your legs mostly get worked, and if you play another sport and that helps your upper body, then that can improve you on everything else. That can improve you on being a better football player, better basketball player, whatever you play.
Okay, so I'm assuming that your favorite sport is football. Anybody have a second favorite? Okay, Alex, what's your second favorite? Or you really mean it, it's your first favorite.
Well, Alex speaking, but I really don't know. I can't really choose between football or lacrosse.
Oh,
so,
okay.
It's really tough to choose. They're both very fun sports for me. Yeah.
And so what's the lacrosse season?
It's spring.
Okay, so it doesn't overlap with football.
No.
That makes it easy.
Yeah.
Doesn't basketball overlap with football?
If we make it that far.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it all depends on how far we make it.
Okay, anybody else play another sport? Vance?
I both wrestle and play lacrosse, other than football. Yeah. My second favorite is lacrosse. My third favorite is wrestling.
Anybody play hockey? Nope. No skaters?
We actually did have Latour. We have a young man who also got into Dumbarton, and that was his. He loved ice hockey, loved it, and he played it all year long. And he still plays it all year. I believe he's going to Dumbarton. I believe has a team.
Yeah, you'll see some good hockey games at Dumbarton. So.
Yeah,
real good hockey games.
So we do have to talk about the person here, or the two people here, who are Boston fans. And remember, I said that John Manfreda would be in, and although he doesn't like the Patriots, he is a big, big Red Sox fan. So,
yes, well, we got some bad news about Price yesterday, but there is Chris Sale at the top of the rotation, so it's going to be a real interesting year between the Blue Jays, the Yankees. I think Baltimore's improved, and that's part of the problem when you're in a division like that, wouldn't you say? You got everybody beating everybody up all year. So what are your favorite teams for you guys? Which do you care for?
If you care at all.
They
do. They've been saying their name every time they talk.
Jake, I am a huge Yankees fan.
All right. Okay.
This is Jonathan, and I'm a huge Mets fan.
Ho-ho. All right, Alex, do you like baseball?
This is Alex, and yes, I do like baseball, and I'm a Boston Red Sox fan.
There you go. High fives there.
Okay, how about Vance?
This is Vance, and I have no particular favorite baseball team. I'm not too much of a follower of baseball.
Okay, how about Cooper?
This is Cooper. I'm a big Mets fan.
Okay, well, I guess maybe I'm the only Chicago Cubs fan in the room, but
you sure picked a good year to be a Chicago.
Yeah, but
the Midwestern transplant.
But the point is, when you're a fan, you should be a fan.
You've got to be right, at least once.
But I've been a fan even when I was younger than you all, and except when the Braves came to Milwaukee for a while from Boston, but they were turncoats and went to Atlanta. Bill.
I have a question for the young gentleman here. After the football season, what sort of things do you do as part of your training regimen and as part of your diet regimen to be sure that you're staying in shape and your bodies are developing in the right way? Because you're all young guys. You're not an old guy like me at 65 carrying around too much weight and wishing he didn't. So let's start over here.
I'm Cooper. My other sports help me stay in shape, and I do some work at the gym, but we don't have to worry about weight this year, so I don't worry about that too much, but my other sports definitely help me stay in shape.
That's great. And anything about diet that your coaches or trainers recommend?
Before, like during the week, they always make sure that we're eating healthy and we're not having like pizza and stuff before the games and stuff like that.
Well, that's always a good idea. And how about you? What's your name again?
This is Vance.
Okay. Well, how about you? Same question.
I have sports pretty much all year long. Usually not a break from it.
So anybody swim in the summer? So you swim?
Yeah, I pull too, just a little bit though.
But none of you have done any competitive swimming?
Mm-mm,
no. Chris, I guess in your schools at your age, they wouldn't have competitive swimming, would they?
Mm-mm, no.
Well, I thought at the local high school, I believe they do.
Right, but right now, none of you are in high school, so you really wouldn't. But if you're going to be a competitive swimmer, like a competitive football player, you really need to start young. And is swimming a big thing in this part of the New Jersey? I've never thought it was, but maybe I just haven't followed it.
No, not really. I
don't think so. So, John, what else do you want to ask these gentlemen?
Well, we've really covered quite a few, quite a lot of area, but in addition to professional football, you mentioned, you know, some of your favorite players. What are some of your favorite baseball players? Somebody mentioned Shady Brady and a few other people like that, Aaron Rodgers, but what are some of the other favorites that you might have?
I have a feeling we're getting a reaction from Alex when you mentioned the person by the name of Shady Brady.
Well, the guy so with inflated or deflated ego,
come on,
I'm not sure
Alex,
which it is.
Defend him. Let's give the mic to Alex to defend him.
All right.
Make your dad proud.
Tom Brady is definitely the GOAT, greatest of all time, proven by his accomplishments and all of the stuff he's done this year. I think it's one of his best years he's had. And for all you haters out there, I really don't care what you say, because I'm a Patriots fan, and you will never destroy that. Boston strong.
Okay, any reaction, guys?
Actually, I kind of agree with what Alex is saying, because if the footballs actually were deflated, wouldn't the refs feel it? Wouldn't they kind of know like something's up?
No, actually they were deflated after the refs looked at them, but let's not even go there, because
but still, the ref touches their footballs and the Colts, so that if they're really as bad as they're saying they are, that there should be a distinct difference in the field between them.
Well, look, we're not going to go there, but my understanding was that they, and John would know better than I, but my understanding is they were deflated after the refs had the footballs.
That's correct.
And I think that, you know, and I'm not saying anything other than the Patriots have a reputation of doing some shady things. Let's put it that way. But who are some of the other NFL players that you really think are some great players that you like to watch?
This is Jonathan Odell Beckham.
Okay. Well, he's not exactly very mature. I have a feeling that you guys are more mature than Odell Beckham and what he did to the Packers locker room after the Giants lost. By the way, we saw that game. And, you know, he was not a favorite in Green Bay.
We did beat you guys 4 years ago and won the Super Bowl that year, so.
Well, that's right. And I was at that game, just as I was at the game this year when they didn't win. But, of course, my Packers didn't go on to the Super Bowl either, exactly. So we won't talk about that.
This is Cooper. I think that Derek Carr in a couple of years is going to be just as good as Aaron Rodgers, if not better.
No, I think, and John would have something to say about that. I think Carr is one of the, could well be a real franchise player in the future.
Yeah, if he's.
And what about Dak? What about the? What do you think? I mean, I know maybe you know, like me, you don't like the Cowboys, but I have to tell you, for you Giant fans, I think you have a lot to worry about this next year with the Cowboys if they don't have anybody hurt. And with a couple good trades, I think they're going to be really tough. And I don't like to say that either.
This is Jonathan. We did beat them twice last year, though.
You did. That's true. But anybody, I mean, I think that Dak Prescott was another one of those franchise players. I mean, unless he doesn't seem like Kaepernick, who was a kind of a one-year or two-year wonder.
As a Saints fan, I really look up to Drew Brees because he's not only a great leader on the field, he's also a great leader off the field. He just does a bunch of charity work, and he's really good with the community.
Yeah, I don't think anybody speaks poorly of Brees. At least I've never heard it. Have you ever been to the Saints Stadium?
I've been outside of it. I've never been in it, unfortunately.
Well, talk about a certain team that some of us don't like. Alex, you remember when there was a Super Bowl in New Orleans?
No.
No, you wouldn't. I mean, you weren't born then.
No, I was not born then.
But you certainly heard about it.
Yeah, I've heard about it before. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I was at that Super Bowl and got on a plane in Newark. And we had to fly all the way to Houston because it was impossible to get into New Orleans. And guess where the plane had come from? Boston.
Boston.
The whole plane was full of Patriot fans. Now, of course, coming back, they weren't as noisy as they were going down because, of course, the Packers won that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I hope you have a chance sometime to go to a game in New Orleans because, you know, to go to a game, for example, for me, the thrill is going to Lambeau. But, you know, it's really fun to go to a game.
This is Alex Fee. Also, I think that Rob Gronkowski is a great player as a tight end. And unfortunately, he got injured this year with a back injury, but he'll be back on the field next year.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think anyone would dispute that. You know, and it really was unfortunate that he couldn't play. Oh, maybe your coach is disputing it.
No, here's what I'm going to say. You guys have mentioned some great names on all these. They're all great. I'm a diehard Jets fan. I'll take any one of them. I'll take any one of them. Jets are cutting their whole entire team this week, just about. I'll take them all. I'll take them all. Anybody want to get rid of them? I'll take them.
Well, remember, they just blew up the Jets this week, didn't they?
That's what I said. They got rid of everybody. Yeah. Everybody.
Well, you know who I'm hoping will come to the Packers? Anybody guess?
Brandon Marshall.
A certain player from Minnesota. Adrian Peterson. I know the Giants. I think the Giants are actually looking.
I hope the Giants passed on Adrian Peterson.
Please. Did they?
I think
they're going to pass on. Yes.
I think he's got a couple more years. I really do, and he's a really exciting because remember, as a Packer fan, we watch them play Minnesota twice a year, and he's really an exciting guy to watch. I know he's getting a little older. You know, I know he had some problems, but I think he owned up to the stuff, and I'd frankly like to see him come to the Packers.
But we have no offensive line for him to run behind, so he's not going to be able to go anywhere without an offensive line. We had, like, one of the worst ones this year, at least passing-wise.
So what are you guys looking to do next year?
Jake speaking. Well, obviously, we're going to try to perfect the three-peat, but I mean there is always no guarantee for success. We always have to work for it every single year, but so yeah, and we're gonna try our best.
So guys, can you tell me one or two things about your coach that you think make him different than other coaches? Now, I mean, I don't think he has to butter you up after winning two championships.
It's Alex speaking, and one thing I love about Coach is his determination and his screaming at people to get it right. Because if you're not getting it right, Coach is right behind you. You got to do this, screaming at you. It's still fun anyway. So
would you compare him at all to Vince Lombardi? Do you ever hear about Vince Lombardi, the famed coach at Lambeau for the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, I'm just going to say Coach Ballett's better.
Wink. Oh, wink.
No, no, I'm not saying better, but the style.
Oh, style? I think same kind of. His mindset, coach's mindset, and his mindset are practically the same.
Well, there was a story, and I think it was Dave Robinson, although I might have the player wrong. And, you know, Dave Robinson once said about Coach Lombardi, if he tells you to sit down, you don't even look for the chair. You just sit.
Let me ask all you guys a question. Have I ever mentioned Coach Lombardi?
Yes.
How many years?
Two.
Every year.
And what's Lombardi time?
15 minutes before.
Right.
They know.
And, you know, and actually, he turned around that team. I mean, it was pretty amazing that, and did it with the same players who'd been on the team the year before. And I'm trying to remember if the year before they had lost 11 games or something. And he came in and actually had a winning season with the very same players who had been there. So that's what's always been amazing to me, that he could take a lot of good players, and they were good players. And, I mean, you have, in fact, you remind me a little bit, Cooper, of Paul Hornung.
Yeah.
The golden boy. But they had some great players. And so, Coach, what do you think is most important in coaching? I mean, you must... This is amazing. You do this volunteer, and you've done it for 31 years.
Yeah. And we've won, what, 3 national championships now?
Yeah.
100% honestly, it's I believe, as in life, winning's important. They will tell you, I don't say we just go out in the field and do whatever, and that winning doesn't matter, because I believe winning does matter. But what I also think is the most important, for what I get out of it the most, is that 10 years from now, we're all going to see each other someplace. All these guys will see each other. They'll go to each other's weddings. They'll become – they're friends for life. And I think probably and they will also tell you that over – when we start practice in July, kids that I coached 10, 15 years ago come back and say hi and talk about – how this part of their life was the best part of their life. And a lot of them have gone on to play college football. No pros yet, one who's really close. But they tell them all that this is where it's the time to have fun and time to enjoy themselves is here. And I think what I get out of this the most is that these guys bond forever. And I believe they will bond forever. And I think that, I mean, I've had kids that I coached 20 years ago, they're not kids now, but I still call them kids, that have called me up from 20 years ago, just called me up recently and say, hey, can you help me out with something? Can you do this? Or, you know, that's – as long as these guys care about each other, that's all that matters to me.
Well, what I will say to you guys is that it's amazing to me the amount of time, because I said I have a grandson who plays Pop Warner in Hopewell, and I am just amazed at the dedication of the coaches. I mean, you know, I don't think you could pay somebody to do what all of these guys do as volunteers, not only the head coach, but the other coaches and everyone else, including, by the way, your parents, who probably have to schlep you all over for games. I mean, I know my grandson ends up playing down at the Shore and in Burlington, and they play down sometimes in Cherry Hill. I mean, it's just amazing how much time your parents actually have to put in. So just think about that sometimes and say thanks. But and I don't mean to lecture you, but you're right. This is a great time. Anybody think that you won't play high school football?
I think that most of us are going to play high school football.
Yeah?
Yes.
Certainly going to try.
Yes.
And of course, thinking about college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Anybody have an NFL aspirations? Are you going to try? Oh, we have at least one.
Yes.
So, but certainly, you know, a good college ball is something. I mean, it really.
Well, that's honestly too how I measure my success in coaching is next year. How many of these guys come back? We personally know of an organization that had 24 players on the team in the following year. 22 didn't come back. So that just tells you that in my opinion, something wasn't right, coaching-wise, whatever, because it's usually not about the kids. It's usually the coaches. And my success has been they keep coming back. So I can't be that bad, Alex. I mean, you know.
Well, frankly, in football, you're not going to be successful if you have a coach who coddles you. Mm-hmm. Really, he's not. I don't mean to lecture, but, you know, there was a reason that Lombardi was successful, and his players loved him. I mean, it, you know, he was really tough on them, but they loved him. And
I've modeled a lot of my coaching stuff after Lombardi. I've read all his books and everything. And I think one of the things that I learned from him was that you need to respect your players and have your players respect you. If you get that both ways, because there's coaches out there who want their players to fear them, and you know that I believe I have their respect, and they know I respect them for what they do. I mean, we started last year July 27th, I believe it was 24th, and finished December 15th with the season. I mean, all that time together, and they still and they're probably ready to play now.
Pretty hot in that summer when you start out there in that July or August, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Very.
We start off with no pads and shorts and a t-shirt, and we run what we call the gauntlet for the first couple weeks.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, it's definitely not the easiest thing in the world.
So, what will you do? Any of you follow the combine and the draft? And I mean, how important? How about college? Anybody follow college football? Oh, yes, Alex. Boston, right?
Alex speaking here. Yeah, I like Boston College, Georgia, and Syracuse. I especially like Syracuse because my mom went there, and I love their football and lacrosse programs. And then Georgia, I love their football programs and BC. So, yeah.
Anybody else follow college? How about you, John, sitting over in the corner? Did you hear about
yeah,
Alex and
you
what Alex?
Two of the schools I attended. I attended undergraduate school at Boston College and law school at Syracuse University. So you got two of my schools there. You're three. Both programs haven't been great the last 2-3 years, but primarily because, and you guys as scholar athletes can understand this, they can't get a lot of the kids that go to some of the other schools, because those kids just couldn't academically get into a lot of the, you know, better academic schools in the Northeast. So, I mean, it's good that everybody has a place to go to. I don't think that you guys are gifted to be great athletes and great students. Not everybody's blessed that way, so you should be very thankful and take advantage of that opportunity. And as somebody said, be your best. Do your best, because you will sit back and think about that someday and how you used all your talents. But having said that, it is very difficult to field a good school, a good team from an academic school. It's kind of like Duke basketball has always amazed me how they've right. gotten great players, NBA players, at a great school like that.
Oh, I have a feeling that somebody likes Duke.
Actually, no, I'm a Syracuse fan.
Oh, okay.
And just about a couple weeks ago, if you haven't heard, John Gillen hit a buzzer-beater three-pointer when the score was tied. I think it was 75-75.
And who did they beat?
Duke.
Oh, that's why you were laughing. Okay. So how about you, Jonathan? Who's your college team?
I don't really watch that much college football, to be honest.
Okay. No, that's an honest answer. I mean, now, there are a lot of people that I find are really avid college football fans, but really don't follow NFL and vice versa. So,
well, how about some of the other guys?
Vance?
We haven't heard from this fellow over here. What about you? Do you have any follow your college football team?
This is Vance speaking. I have Boston College, Alabama, and Northwestern football.
Northwestern. Now that's interesting. How did you get interested in the Big Ten?
My dad went to Northwestern and Boston College.
Okay.
And, I like Alabama because my older brother goes there. So.
He does.
Wow. So good football.
It is good football. Cooper, how about you?
My dad has been a Alabama fan since he was a little kid, and my mom grew up around Oklahoma, so I'm an Alabama and TCU fan.
Oh, TCU. Well, after seeing...
Aren't they the Horned Frogs?
But you know what's amazing? That is a school of like 8,000, and unfortunately, I'm a University of Wisconsin grad, and I saw the Wisconsin Badgers and TCU play in the Rose Bowl, much to my chagrin. That's an amazing football school. It really is. And their fans are pretty amazing.
Yeah, they definitely have a very big fan base around Oklahoma and Texas.
Well, in Oklahoma, I'm trying to think of a couple of the NFL players who went to Oklahoma.
Dez Bryant.
And there are a couple others. And anyway. So, what, John Macy's in the back trying to remember the old players. Hi, John.
Billy Sims.
Okay. So, what else would we like to talk about? I'd like to hear from each of you as to something you'd like to tell our audience about football.
Jake speaking. Out of all of like the hype about injuries and everything, football has, especially since it's a team sport, has a lot of life lessons into it. It really teaches you how to work with other people and to have each other's back, and to remember plays. It really, really helps. Like if you have to remember something, like in a job you have when you're older, that can really come into play. And well, yeah, that's mostly it. Just really, like getting to work with people, and actually, especially with football. Because the running back won't run without the line, then the whole line can't work if one person doesn't work. So it just goes all the way throughout the whole team. If one person doesn't do their job, it won't work out.
Alex speaking here, and I would also like to add something to that, like Jake said, it has a lot of life lessons, and it also teaches you about respect. Respect really goes really far because in some jobs you need respect, and in lots of places you have to have respect, and it's good to respect your parents and to thank them on how they get you places, on football practice to school to wherever. You still have to respect them. So yeah.
Good comment. Jonathan?
Okay.
No comment?
Cooper here. I think that throughout the years of football, the concussion talk and everything, if you're sitting at home and you're like wondering whether you want to play football, but you're scared to play football because of the injuries that you see in the pros and college, when you're playing football, you're not thinking about that. You're not thinking about, am I going to get injured this play? You're thinking about, how can I help my teammate, my brother that's next to me? And how are we going to do this as a team? And not, am I going to get hurt? Is something going to happen to me? You're thinking, how are we going to do this?
Good comment. Vance, anything?
Well, I would like to add on to how it teaches life lessons. So, it would have been much harder to get into Dumbarton because the test was grueling and long hours, not to be exact. And then we had a lot of stuff to do. I couldn't imagine not making it in after all the hard work, interviewing, and everything I did to try to get into that school. I couldn't imagine how much harder it could be. It would have been much harder without football on the side.
That's a good comment. Now, did your older brother go to Dumbarton?
No, actually, he went to Voorhees.
Okay. Yeah. Does he play football? Did he play football?
Oh, he played football for high school, but not for college.
Okay. So was he a role model when you were growing up and you wanted to play football because your brother did?
Oh, well, yeah, for for playing football, yes, definitely.
And I forgot, what position do you play?
I play tight end on offense and safety on defense. Oh yeah, my older brother played for the Huskies also, back in the olden days.
He played for, I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
He played for the Huskies also.
Oh, he did? So he started with the Huskies.
Yeah, and he won a national championship with Coach Ballett as well.
You're kidding. 2007. So in 2007, your brother was on the team, and they won a national championship. So that was the first national championship you won.
That was the first one we won. We lost in 2005, and then we came back and won in 2007. And won it with Pop Warner. We were Pop Warner at the time.
I mean, that's just absolutely amazing because I know, you know, I go to the games with the Pop Warner and Hopewell, and, I mean, they're good games. If anybody in the audience has never gone to one of these games, I mean, they're really fun to watch.
They are.
I mean, they truly are. You would think, oh, no. But they're good plays. They're fun to watch. Now, in your league, at what point do you start getting more points for kicking a field goal than running it in?
It's been that way throughout Pop Warner, and we have that now. It's always 2 points to kick it and 1 point to run or pass. So if you kick it, it's
right.
2 points. And that's honestly one of the first things that we do is we find a kicker.
Really? So you've been able to find a kicker?
Oh, that 2 points is huge. Matter of fact, not this past season, the season before, we played Neptune. And the final score that enabled these guys to go to Florida was 14-12.
Wow.
And the 14 came because we kicked the extra 2 points, or 16-14, whatever it was. But it was 2 points kick. They scored with no time left on the game and the clock. Had they kicked it, it would have tied the game and went to overtime. But I knew they didn't have a kicker, so it didn't hurt us. But a kicker is huge, huge.
So well, the holder and the snapper is huge, but why wouldn't teams be able to find a good soccer player who could kick?
Well, it's funny you say that because that's usually what we do. We looked for one of the first things I say if we don't have a kicker from the year before is who played soccer. You find a good soccer player, you'll have a good kicker. And like John said, it's real important to work everything in with the snapper and the holder and all that kind of thing. But exactly what we do. Who played soccer? Somebody raises their hand.
So we've even seen some problems in the NFL with not exactly good snaps. And we'll not talk about those. But none of you play soccer, right?
No.
Would that be a – well, frankly, I know that everybody, and I won't say any more because John will not be happy, but I know everybody talks about concussions in football, but they never seem to talk about concussions in soccer. And, you know, even girls' soccer, I think, can be, you know, really a problem with concussions.
Absolutely. My wife was a – she worked in ER, and she – certainly saw more soccer concussions than she ever saw football concussions in this area.
Right.
So, yeah, a lot. I mean, think about it. There's no padding. No, they just hit their heads. Not good.
Well, and I think one of the things you've all said is, you know, how important football is. And my husband played college football, and he would say that that was, other than taking up a tremendous amount of time when you're in college, he would say that he has no regrets. He has some bad knees, but he has no regrets.
You know, actually, that has been discussed as a possible solution to the concussion dilemma, which is to say, go to soft helmets rather than the hard shell helmets because they inflict less pain, and players wearing soft helmets would be less inclined to launch themselves. So they're looking into that where they may wind up someday.
There's a company in Seattle that just started, and he's making them like that.
I think you may very well see a change in equipment that will help the concussion problem.
The NHL is actually experimenting with soft helmets now. They used them in the preseason for a couple of teams, and the one of their junior leagues, the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, is now actively skating with soft helmets. I think soft helmets are an excellent idea because they absorb some of the shock of the initial contact so the brain isn't thrown around inside the skull. I can tell you, having had concussions playing hockey, it is not pleasant. It takes a while to get over it. It's not a good idea to try to get over a concussion at the same time you're going to college either. So I'll turn it back over.
Well, one of the things that you've all met, your coach mentioned, is that you're all good students. And, you know, not to lecture you, but I can tell you how important that is. And because if you want to play football, and if you want a school that you want to go to that is a good academic school, that's really important. I have a grandson now who graduated from high school last year, and he's playing hockey in, I always forget the name of that group that they play after high school before they go to college. Most of them, they can play for a couple years. And one of the things that he said to me this year is there are some phenomenal hockey players on his team, but they were very poor students. And so that he was a good student, so he has a much better opportunity to go to a good hockey school, which he wants to do, but a good academic school. So most of us kind of don't think about, you know, how important grades are, but they really are. And Vance, if you got into Del Barton, you know, that's a tough exam. And will you be playing football, you think, once you – do they have a 7th and 8th grade football team at Del Barton? I know they have a good high school team.
Yeah, they have 7th and 8th grade football. I'll most likely play for it.
Good. So that means that you can't play for the – could you not play for Del Barton and still play with the Peewees next year?
I could, but it would be very challenging, and the workload there would be too much to be able to do all the commute and practice. I wish I could, but
the academic workload is really strong there.
Right. Well, Coach, why don't you give us some closing comments, and then I'd like to hear, you know, at least a little something from each of the guys, unless John or Bill have another question.
No, go ahead, please.
Couple things. One is, I would say, and I've said it a lot, and I'll continue to say it, I believe in 30 years at the Hunter and Huskies, we have the best football program, youth football program in the country. We've been exposed to a tremendous amount of teams from other parts of the country that we've played over the years, from California to Florida to all over. And I believe that our coaching and our method of teaching these young men what we teach them, I just don't believe anybody else offers what we offer. On the whole concussion issue, I strongly am a believer, and I've seen it a big asset to the concussion issue for us is our coaching. We really spend a tremendous amount of time on heads up, making their eyes to the sky, that kind of thing, to try and lessen that. Because I know there's a lot of people that are worried about concussions, obviously. But I believe it is from coaching. What these young men and the rest of our 19 young men have done over the past 2 years by winning back-to-back national championships is just unheard of. And the cool thing is they still have the desire to try and do it again next year and try and three-peat. And they already know that how much work goes into it, how much time goes into it, how the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows. And they also know that myself and my coaching staff and our board are huge proponents of you do schoolwork, you get your schoolwork done, you pay attention to your parents, you respect others. No matter where you're at, you respect others. Away games, home games, it doesn't matter. You respect everybody. You guys had talked about different names, NFL guys, and a lot of those NFL guys put on a show on the field and act like they shouldn't act. I will tell you, in my years of coaching, especially with this group, you'll never see that. They know they may mention a certain name up, but they already know they're not gonna act that way.